Scott Morrison's new ministerial team is expected to be sworn in on Wednesday. The refreshed front bench has many familiar faces, but new ones too. The National Disability Insurance Scheme is now a standalone portfolio, signalling the government wants to prioritise the smooth rollout of the troubled scheme. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon.
There's a couple of firsts in Scott Morrison's new cabinet. Ken Wyatt's the first Indigenous Affairs Minister and the first Aboriginal man in cabinet.
And it'll include the first ever female minister for agriculture.
That's Nationals Deputy Leader Bridget McKenzie, who replaces her colleague David Littleproud. Anne Rustin comes into the cabinet as Family and Social Services Minister. Another new cabinet face, Stuart Robert, is the Minister for Government Services, a new ministry with a mission modelled on the New South Wales government's approach.
This is, I think, has been a very important reform in New South Wales and made dealing with government much easier. And that's what we want government to be for Australians.
Former Health Minister Susan Lee returns to Cabinet after resigning amid controversy 2.5 years ago. She takes the environment portfolio from the gaffe-prone Melissa Price, who's been demoted to the Outer Ministry.
When Melissa and I discussed her role, she asked to be given a new challenge and I was pleased to give her one.
Scott Morrison made special mention of another significant change with ramifications outside Australia's borders.
You will all know our passion for the Pacific Step Up program. This is a very important program in Australia's national interest, and I'm elevating the role of the Pacific and International Development portfolio to ministry level.
New South Wales factional chief Alex Hawke takes the new role, along with that of Assistant Defence Minister.
That will ensure we're able to integrate everything from our role in our international development program, defence initiatives throughout the Pacific, to ensure that we're working closely with our Pacific family.
Hugh White is Emeritus Professor of Strategic Studies at ANU and thinks combining defence and development could be tricky for the new minister.
I think that's going to pull the job in several different directions, but more fundamentally, the challenges that Australia faces in really getting its policy settings right in the South Pacific go much deeper than just working out what to call the ministry.
And he's seeing the extra weight given to the portfolio as a counter to rising Chinese influence in the region.
And it's not to say there's not a significant issue about China's role in the South Pacific, but we're not going to get very far if we keep on trying to deal with the South Pacific on the basis of our priorities rather than theirs. And they have big concerns about the environment, particularly about climate change, big concern about economic sustainability and social problems.
That's Hugh White, Professor of Strategic Studies at the Australian National University, ending that report by Tom Eagledon.